Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth, from transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands. The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper fast-paced business world. Welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. Let's cut through the BS. If you're crushing it in your business, you might think for a brief second, mentors, why do I need mentors? Those are for newbies. Wrong. The most successful people I know have mentors, not just one, but a whole Jedi Council. Why? Because the higher you climb, the thinner the air gets. Mentors are your oxygen masks. They've seen this movie before. Experienced mentors have faced the challenges you're about to face. They can save you years of trial and error. They are your shortcut to wisdom. You can't buy experience, but you can rent it through mentorship, and they hold up a mirror. A great mentor sees your blind spots. They challenge you to grow in ways you didn't even know you needed. But here's the kicker. Mentorship isn't about finding somebody to give you the answers. It's about finding somebody to ask you the right questions. Now, the first incorrect idea that we have to throw out is that there is such thing as an ideal mentor. Forget about finding the perfect guru who ticks every box. Instead, you want to build a mentorship board of directors. Here's who you need on your board of directors. You need the veteran, somebody 10 plus years ahead of you in your industry. They've seen cycles, survived downturns, and they know the long game. You need the peer mentor, somebody in the trenches with you. They're dealing with the same challenges so you can share wins, struggles, and ideas. The up and comer, someone younger and hungrier. They bring fresh perspectives, challenge your assumptions, and keep you on your toes. And the outsider, someone from a completely different field. They bring a unique lens and can help you spot patterns you wouldn't see otherwise. The magic happens when you blend their insights. It's like having a compass pointing you in multiple directions at once. That's how you find your true north. Now, how do you actually land those mentors? First, you got to stop chasing and start attracting. Here's how to get a mentor to say yes to you. Value first. Forget the awkward coffee request. requests. Instead, offer something of value before you ask for something. Share a relevant article with insightful comment. Introduce them to a potential client or a partner, or you can even offer your expertise to solve a problem they have. Be specific. After you offer the value, don't just say, "Can you be my mentor?" It's like proposing on the first date. Instead, be specific about what you want to learn. For example, "I'm struggling with X. I know you've mastered that. Could I pick your brain for 20 minutes about this particular problem? Or I'd love to get your feedback on this strategy I'm working on. Would you be open to a quick review?" After being very specific, you want to show, don't tell. Mentors are drawn to people who are already on the move. Share your wins, your struggles, and your ambition. Prove that you're worth their time. And lastly, there is power in community, so you don't just need a one-off mentor. You can join mastermind groups, attend industry events, engage in online communities, because mentorship often happens organically when you're in the right rooms. Remember, mentorship is a two-way street, so be prepared to offer value, respect their time, and be a sponge for their wisdom. Now, there are also tons of unexpected benefits of mentorship beyond the obvious. The real magic of mentorship goes far beyond business advice. It's about personal growth, expanded networks, and a profound sense of belonging. You will get an accountability partner because a mentor can help you set ambitious goals and hold you accountable for achieving them. You get a confidence booster. When someone you respect believes in you, it unlocks a level of self-belief you didn't know you had. They'll give you emotional support. Entrepreneurship is a roller coaster. A mentor can offer a listening ear, a shoulder to lean on, and a dose of perspective when things get tough. And they also help you open doors you can't open alone. Mentors often have connections and influence that can get doors open you didn't even know existed. But the most powerful benefit, mentorship is a legacy builder. When you invest in yourself, you inspire others to do the same. You start to become part of a lineage of wisdom and success that pays it forward for generations to come, which is ultimately the most beautiful version and output of entrepreneurship. The bottom line is that mentorship is the unfair advantage you didn't know you needed. It is time to stop going at it alone. I don't care what level you're at. Go find your Jedi Council. You need to unlock your full potential. Mentorship is the way to get there. Now, let's talk about what you do after you've landed a mentor. Because congratulations, you got someone to help you out. Now comes the tricky part, actually using their advice. Here's where most people screw it up. They nod their heads, they say thank you, and then they go back to doing things their own way. Why? Because our egos get in the way. We think we know best, we're afraid of looking dumb, we're resistant to change, but here's the truth. Mentorship is only as valuable as your willingness to be wrong. The best mentees are humble, open-minded, and eager to learn. They don't just listen to advice, they implement it, they experiment, they fail, and they iterate. That's how growth happens. If you want to squeeze every single drop of value out of your mentorship, here's your secret weapon. If you are building a business, you need to care about efficiency. You need to understand what your business is doing on a day-to-day. When it starts out, it's a little bit easier to do this. When it starts to grow, things start to get chaotic. NetSuite is a host of applications that help you understand the performance of your business, drives major efficiency gains and cost savings. I've been working with NetSuite for a few months now. They are one of my favorite softwares that I truly believe any business that earns a few million dollars in revenue up to tens and hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue has to consider. If you are working in an organization of that size, things are going to get hectic at some point. NetSuite by Oracle is going to help you out, and they have rolled out the best offer that I've ever seen them roll out. So NetSuite really does give you visibility and control that you need to make decisions faster. Think about it as a COO that gets real-time insights and data into what's happening in your business and what's not going so right so that you can fix it ASAP. It's costing you millions of dollars not to fix these issues that you may not even be aware exist. Now, for the first time in over 22 years, NetSuite is deferring all payments on a full NetSuite implementation for 6 months. 33,000 companies have already upgraded to NetSuite. So take advantage of this special financing offer at netsuite.com/ScottDClary. That is netsuite.com/ScottDClary to get the visibility and the control you need to weather any storm. Thank you so much, Indeed, for sponsoring Success Story. For all business leaders out there, Indeed is a lifesaver. See, we're always driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. You're going to ditch the busy work and you're going to use Indeed for scheduling, screening, messaging, so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Clary. Just go to Indeed.com/Clary right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Clary. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. The mentorship multiplier equals action times reflection times feedback. Action. Don't just take notes, take action. Implement your mentor's advice, even if it feels uncomfortable or risky. You've already committed to working with them. Reflection. After you take action, reflect on the results. What worked? What didn't? What could you do better next time? And feedback. Share your reflections with your mentor. Ask for their insight, their feedback, their guidance. This feedback loop is key to accelerating your growth, and it's how you turn advice into action and action into wisdom. Now, mentorship isn't always sunshine and rainbows. Sometimes it gets messy. Here are a few common challenges. Conflicting advice. Your mentors might disagree with each other. That's okay. It's your job to synthesize their insights and find your own path. Disappointment. Your mentor might not live up to your expectations. Maybe they're too busy. Maybe they're not the right fit. Don't be afraid to move on. And personal boundaries. Mentorship can blur the lines between professional and personal relationships. Be clear about your boundaries and your expectations. Remember, mentorship is a journey, not a destination, and it is about continuous learning, growth, and evolution. Now, mentorship also is not always a binary relationship. It is a spectrum that ranges from formal arrangements to informal connections. Here are a few kinds of mentorship structures that you can start to explore just to open your mind. So the mastermind is a structured group of high achievers who meet regularly to exchange ideas, solve problems, and hold each other accountable. The power lunch, a one-time meeting with a seasoned expert to pick their brain on a specific topic. The virtual coffee, a casual Zoom chat with a peer to share insights and strategies. Or the shadow mentor, somebody you admire from afar whose career path and decision-making you study and emulate. The key is to finding the type of mentorship that best suits your needs, goals, and personality. Don't feel pressured to conform to a traditional model, and don't just give up on mentorship if another version of it presents itself. Now, in each one of these situations, there are going to be challenges with mentorship. A few things that you might experience are mismatched expectations. You might find that this person is a great mentor, but their goals, their values, or their communication styles are slightly different than your own. There's going to be power dynamics because there is an inherent imbalance of power in mentorship. So again, it's very crucial to establish boundaries and maintain mutual respect. There's going to be ego clashes. Even the most well-intentioned mentors have big egos and can have big egos. Not a hard and fast rule, but it happens. Don't let their advice overshadow your own intuition and judgment, because ultimately, at the end of the day, you are engaging in a relationship with another individual. So just because they're a mentor doesn't mean they're perfect. To navigate challenges with mentors, it requires tact, diplomacy, and a healthy dose of self-awareness. These are all very important. And I don't want entrepreneurs to just assume that because somebody has accomplished something great, they're the most incredible person that's going to give you the perfect advice. So as you get started in these relationships, start to engage with these people, just understand that, of course, there's a lot of good people out there. However, there's some people that may not be bad. They could be bad. They may not be bad, but maybe they're not a match for you. And that's okay. And it's okay to walk away. Remember, mentorship isn't a magic bullet. It's a tool. There's positives, there's some negatives, and like any tool, its effectiveness depends on how you use it. So approach mentorship with an open mind, a discerning eye, and a willingness to take ownership of your own journey. The rewards may not be what you expect, but they can be far more profound, and they can definitely, in some cases, take you to the next level. Now, just to wrap up, at the end of the day, the ultimate goal of mentorship is to become the mentor you wish you had, to pass on your wisdom, your experience, and your passion to the next generation. So as you grow, I want you also to start to mentor others, because when you start to mentor others, when you start to teach others, that's also a great way to reinforce knowledge and to understand your own knowledge gaps. So mentor others, share your knowledge, share your expertise with those who are just starting out, build community and create spaces where entrepreneurs can connect, collaborate, and learn from each other, and invest in the future. If you are successful, if mentors have helped you, support programs and initiatives that empower young entrepreneurs. Because at the end of the day, we're trying to figure this out for ourselves. But ultimately, if we do everything right, and hopefully if you listen to this podcast enough, just kidding, you will get to the point where you are successful and you can help people. And I want you to do that for me. I want you to do that for the next generation of entrepreneurs. Because when you invest in others, you really do invest in yourself, and you create this beautiful ripple effect of positive change that extends far beyond your own success. Mentorship is a gift, but it's up to you to unwrap it. Don't just collect mentors, cultivate them, nurture those relationships, learn from their wisdom, and then pay it forward. That's how you build a legacy that lasts. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA. Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours. That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth, from transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands. The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper fast-paced business world.